said they were barred by the terms of the 1951 peace treaty, the same stone walling used by Tokyo and Washington. Hard as it may be to believe, the State Department argued on the side of Japanese corporations in these cases. Walker summed up his decision by stating that the San Francisco peace treaty had, quote, exchanged full compensation of plaintiffs for a future peace. History has vindicated the wisdom of that bargain. And again, more now about these lawsuits that had been filed and what it was that caused the deep sixings of these lawsuits. And it was the economic relationships between these Japanese corporations and their counterparts in the U.S. What we're going to take a look at here is some of the forces that conspired to deep six these various lawsuits that had been filed on behalf of former slave laborers for Japanese industry, including survivors of the Pattan Death March. One of the people involved here was Kichi Miyazawa, a former finance minister and prime minister and a major player in this decades-long post-World War II concatenation. And note the links here between American diplomats and people connected with these Japanese corporations that were the focal point of the suits. If anyone knows the truth, Miyazawa does, but he isn't talking, nor is his son-in-law, Christopher J. LaFleur, a career U.S. Foreign Service officer who for years has been the most powerful diplomat at the American Embassy in Tokyo as Deputy Chief of Mission, or DCM. In 1986, the 38-year-old LaFleur was dispatched to Tokyo, ostensibly to negotiate the sale of the FSX fighter plane the same year Schley came to Tokyo to negotiate his client's 57s. Miyazawa, then Minister of Finance, was Japan's FSX negotiator under a cloud in the recruit scandal linked to the 57s and M-Fund monies. One unexpected outcome of the friendship that blossomed between LaFleur and Miyazawa was that LaFleur married Miyazawa's daughter. In September of 1997, LaFleur was made Deputy Chief of Mission at the U.S. Embassy in Tokyo, called the de facto boss of the embassy. A few months later, in 1998, Miyazawa was back in the driver's seat as finance minister in the Obuchi cabinet. Like his earlier appointments to this job, Miyazawa was returned to office to practice damage control. According to Professor Lossier, this time Miyazawa was put back in as finance minister because a large number of 57s were coming due, documents that the LDP and the government of Japan could ill afford to redeem and therefore denounced as counterfeit. Lossier believes that Miyazawa was there to decide which of these IOUs would be honored and which wouldn't. During the same period, the U.S. Embassy's LaFleur was vocal in claiming that the 57s were fraudulent and arguing against victims' rights to sue Japanese corporations on the basis of the 1951 treaty negotiated by LaFleur's father-in-law. Not only LaFleur, but a string of ambassadors also showed conspicuous conflict of interest. Many people were troubled to learn that Ambassador Tom Foley's wife was a paid consultant to Sumitomo Heavy Industries, one of the primary targets of the POW lawsuits for slave labor. The State Department declared that it saw no conflict of interest in Mrs. Foley's job and the simultaneous appointment of her husband as ambassador to Japan. However, in that post, Foley vigorously denied the right of American POWs to sue Japanese corporations, including the one his wife worked for. After retiring as ambassador and returning to Washington, Foley openly became a paid lobbyist for Mitsubishi Corporation as a member of its advisory board on strategy. Mitsubishi was among the biggest employers of American slave labor during the war. Skipping down. The low point of this farce came in late September of 2001 when a letter appeared in the Washington Post written by three former ambassadors to Tokyo, Thomas Foley, Michael Armacost, and Fritz Mondale. The letter linked the claims of American POWs against Japan to the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center. Quote, "Why would Congress consider passing the Rohrabacher bill, which could abrogate a treaty so fundamental to our security, at a time the president and his administration are trying hard to combat terrorism?" Skipping down. As a dissident State Department official quipped, "Sometimes it seems that Japan has two embassies working for them, ours and theirs." Unquote. And again, note the forces that block those suits. Note also what was happening as Iris Chang was dying. The bullet that took her life, whether actually administered by herself or whether done through some form of mind control or psychological manipulation, or whether the gun was actually fired by somebody else. Note, she died on Tuesday, November 9th of 2004. On Wednesday, none other than Arnold Schwarzenegger was in Japan to promote trade and tourism between Japan and California. This from the one of Arnold Schwarzenegger's website. Update from the governor's office, November 10th, 2004. Keeping his promise to sell California all over the world, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger arrived in Japan on Wednesday on a trade mission to promote California business, agriculture, and tourism. Was among the reasons that Iris Chang was sacrificed in order to, quote, sell California, unquote. Again, this was almost exactly the time she died. He arrived in Japan the day after her death. Rest in peace, Iris Chang. This concludes Side 2 of For the Record Program number 509, The Death of Iris Chang, being recorded on May 1st of 2005. My name's Dave Emery. Thanks for listening.
Well, as usual, as Dave plushed to the scuppers. I see you, Dave. See you Friday at the tanning salon. As usual. Well, this is WFMU, East Orange, WXHD, Mount Hope. It's 7 o'clock. Time for the old codger. Time for real radio. With real music. Real entertainment. And integrity. I offer integrity. Something very hard to find in radio these days. So let's get to the music right now. Start out with Elizabeth Wheeler. It's a weepy tune. We're starting out with a weepy tune. Then, later on, we're going to boogie and swing. And rock. Who knows, okay?
Bye. that slow drag round the hole. Do that depth of Texas Tommy Brown. Like you're sitting on a long ride slow. That will show the dance hall walking the dog. Get way back and snap your fingers. Get up there, run it on. Grab your gal and don't you linger. Do that slow drag round the hall. Do that depth Texas Tommy not drop. Like sitting on a long ride slow. That was sure the dance gone walking dog.
Well, that was Madge Williams and her Jazz Jesters. And a tune called Walking the Dog. Before that, the program opened up with Elizabeth Wheeler. And I dreamt I dwelt in marble halls. You know, I love those sopranos and those contraltos. I love them. Yes. So anyway, this is the Old Codger here on WFMU listener-sponsored radio. And we're in Jersey City. I'm playing 70 RPM records. It's what I do every 2 weeks here. They let me come down and do a radio show. No compact discs. No long playing records. No 8-track tapes. Like all the kids play. 70 RPM records only. And I deal with the staff here. I come down. I have to deal with these people. They're still crazy. They're not all. Some of them are worse than Dave Emery. Just wanted to help for Honey's here. I forget her name. She works here. I forget her name. She says she enjoys my music. But she says that I sound bitter and cranky. Well, I confess, I'm a nasty piece of work. Made up of many smaller pieces of nastiness. Anyway, this chicky, she says to me, she says she wants to offer me some advice. So she told me, and she's quite earnest about this. She had this earnest look on her face. She says, Courtney, you need to get in touch with your inner child. Well, I gave this some thought. So then I went home to my bunker in East Orange. And I confronted my inner child. And I told my inner child to shut up. I said, don't talk back to me. I said, don't get uppity. Respect your elders. And then I told my inner child to go to its room, close the door, do its homework. I don't want to hear a peep out of it. My inner child went upstairs immediately because my inner child knows the codger means business. And it's not been heard from since. There's a reason why they're called inner children. Because they should not be let out. They should be disciplined and kept in their place. And that place is inside, where they keep out of trouble. Because inner children are hazardous to society and to my 78 RPM record collection. So if you have any advice for me about my inner child, I tell you what. You bring your inner child over to my house. My inner child will whoop your inner child's ass. Yeah. Need to say that, that's all. Anyway, back to the music now. More 78 RPM wonderfulness here. Enjoy the surface noise.
To the Savoy and jump a while. Are you ready? Well, that's a killer. Boy, well, look out there. Look out. Beat that rhythm on out. Look out. Let the Lindy shout. Look out. Cause they're swinging bout. That's the Lindy Harper shout. Look out. Let them jump around, look out. Let them throw her about, look out. Cause they're swinging out, boy, and then they have a shout. Now jitterbugs must have the floor when you hear this number. The next 8 bars you do the shout, you fall right into a rumber. Look out, then they're on the floor, look out. Feed the piccolo, look out. Swing the next one out, that's the Lindy Hopper shout, boy. Look out, cause they're swinging about. Mr. Lindy Hopper shout. Look out, let them jump around. Look out, let them throw her about. Look out, cause they're going to town. The Lindy Hopper shout. Now the jitterbugs must have the floor when you hear this number. The next 8 bars don't do the shout, just fall right into rumble. Look out, they're still on the floor. Look out, feed the piccolo. Look out, swing the next 2 out, cause the Lindy Hopper's out of the bar.
Nice people, they just can't do enough for me. an undertaker, and I know he loves me too. He said I wouldn't charge a cent, my boy, to bury you. Oh, there's such nice people, they're wild, simply wild over me.
On my way from Alabama, I heard there were wars, don't know the cause. There's no other flag I'll ever slam. Uncle Sammy, here I am, to show the world that I'm no lamb. You're the one feeds me, so if you need me, Uncle Sammy, here I am.
Uncle Sammy, here I am. Rough, ready, need no exam. I heard there was wars, I don't know the cause, Papa. I'll fight like well if I'm placed in a jam. Uncle Sammy, here I am. I'll show them cats, I ain't no ham. You clothes and shoes me, so if you can use me, Uncle Sammy, here I am.
Thumbed our way from Alabama. I give you my family, 21 strong. Give the command and we'll be gone. Uncle Sammy, here I am, to show the world that we're no lambs. I'll keep raising sons till the battle is won. Uncle Sammy, here I am.
Uncle Sammy, here I am. Rough, ready, need no exam. I heard there was wars, I don't know the cause, Papa. I'll fight like well if I'm placed in a jam. Uncle Sammy, here I am. I'll show them cats, I ain't no ham. You clothes and shoes me, so if you can use me, Uncle Sammy, here I am.
That's the Clarence Williams Blues Five. The vocals by Clarence Williams and Eva Taylor singing Uncle Sammy, Here I Am on 78 IPM Records. Before that was Furman and Nash and Oh, They're Such Nice People. That was the name of the song. Slim Gaylord and Slam Stewart, also known as Slim and Slam. And they did Look Out. Look Out. I'll tell you why in a second, why you gotta look out. And Palmer McAbee did McAbee's Railroad. Old Codger here, WFMU, playing 78 RPM records like they're going out of style. Till 8 o'clock. You know, a few weeks ago I mentioned I had a stalker. This lady, I forget her name now, she was trying to get close to me so she could steal my rare Fats Waller acetates. Well, she's been apprehended and given a good spanking. Yeah, but now I have another stalker. This one is new. She's called me 6 times in the last 2 days. Every time I pick up the damn phone, she's calling me. Says her name is Hillary Clinton. And not only did she call me 6 times, 2 of her friends called me as well. I want to know how she got my number. My number's been the same phone number since 1892. It's 6. But it's unlisted. So I'm going to get my number changed. I hope that 8 is available. Anyway, this battle axe is Hillary Clinton. She keeps calling me. She's stalking me. She won't leave me alone. Wait. It gets worse. Today, she came to visit me. I didn't invite her. She rang my bell. She walks right in like she owned the place. She sat on the sofa, said she wanted to chat with me. Said she needed my vote. That's what she needs. Needs my vote. Then, she said she understands what I need. Yes, this woman's telling me, the old gods, what I need. She says she cares about my health. And she wants to run the government so she can take care of me. She said when she's elected president, she's going to make sure that old people who listen to music on Victrolas will have a federal needle exchange program. So we always have a sharp stylus to play what she called a quaint music. She called it quaint. Quaint, she called this music. Then this Hillary says, she says people like me are entitled to free compact disc players if we can't afford them, because she says there's a growing audio gap between the rich and the poor, and that the rich people can afford these blowout stereo systems, while people on a fixed income, like me, have to settle for this antiquated equipment, like Victrolas and cylinder players. She tells me that she wants to fight for sonic justice, so all Americans can enjoy the music of their choice in the best way possible. Yeah, she sat there, and she talked, and I listened to her. She went on like this for 12 minutes. I couldn't say a word. The bitch wouldn't shut up. Finally, she paused to catch her breath. And this was my wedge opportunity. So I told her to go to hell. I said that when she gets to hell, not to call me. I told her, in fact, that when she goes to hell, bring some high-grade sunblock. Find the hottest corner of the place and stay there. And bring your goddamn compact disc player with you. I loathe this creepy woman. I wish death would find her. Or the other way around. Yeah, the Grim Reaper's come to visit me twice. I sent him away. Disappointed. Oh, you disappointed. I'd like to schedule a meetup between the Grim Reaper and Hillary. I think they'd find lots of common ground. Why? Because they're both very annoying and depressing characters. I just wish this Hillary would stop stalking me. Maybe she likes my old spice. She finds it an aphrodisiac. It's a home brew, you know. Maybe she's really desperate for the senior vote. Maybe I'm in that hag's demographic. Eh, you know what she doesn't know? I am a demographic of one. Well, let's get back to the music. I talk too much sometime, but I got stuff to say, you know. Okay, let's hear some Smiley Burnett on the Old Codger radio program.
Now you've all heard the tale about Minnie the Moocher, who lived by the subway in New York. Now she was a snow-eating sinner. She'd steal a poor man's silver knives and forks. Now the policeman took poor Minnie down to the jailhouse, then down to the morgue for a ride. Now the policeman said, Minnie, tell the truth now. Did you know any of these boys before they died? Bee wee wee woom, blah da da. Bee wee wee wee, wa da da. Benny looked around at all them dead corpses to see if there was anybody that she knew. And she said to that big fat policeman, well, I think I knew maybe one or two. Now right over there's burglin' but the bandit. He's got a cake of ice at his head and toe. Now that man was so hot when I knew him, he'd have turned that cake of ice into snow. Bee, 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 bee. Whoa, dee, dee, doo. Now laying right over there on that long stretcher, why that's poor Bowery Bob who run the cabaret. He tried to beat a rap by turning squealer. Somebody bumped him off yesterday. Minnie's eyes fell on a slab of marble, and she screamed like the whistle on a train. On that slab laid Willie the Weeper. He was just deader than the King of Spain. Poor Willie was Minnie's boyfriend. She didn't know she's gonna find him there. Oh, lay down on a slab marble, all cold, bleak and bare. Bee wee 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 woo. Bee wee 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 woo. Bee wee wee wee. Now my little story's all over. You've heard about poor Minnie's plight. Now if you think this story ain't got no moral, you can just bet your bottom dollar you're right.
But then and all, he's a good man to have around. You might not like him, he's nothing to show. Not much on manners, and he hasn't got dough. He's good for nothing, but still I know he's a good man to have around. Don't ask if he's a gentleman. He's the worst to be found. Why, he's a good man to have around. He's not a scholar, got no brains in his head, and sometimes he don't bother to bring home the bread. He's a guy that I want, and he's the guy that I wed. Why, he's a good man, and I'm gonna have him around.
Operator, please. Operator, please, hello. is this 13150. Mr. Siegel, please. Just tell him it's his fiancée, Brenda Muskowitz. Is it urgent? Boy, and how? Oh, please, I've got to talk to him right now. Mr. Siegel, how'd you do? I've got a little news for you. Mr. Siegel, you better make it legal. Mr. Siegel, mazel tov. Accidentally, something happened. Consequently, we should marry. It's necessary. No, 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 it's not my imagination. Believe me, I should know. I've got inside information that it's absolutely so. Mr. Siegel, I'll start screaming like an eagle if you don't make it legal for me. What's that, Mr. Siegel? No, no, it isn't a mistake. I'm swearing I should live so. It wasn't Sam or Jake. You shouldn't talk to me like this. Don't be such a meanie. I'm not an Ingrid Bergman, you Catskill Mountain Rossellini. You taught me dancing rumbas, drink scotch instead of tea. The Klux of Columbus, what you've made for me. My mama told me yesterday that I'm gaining weight. You know what, Mr. Siegel? It's not from something that I ate. You know when it happened? We were riding in a taxi. When the meter read $2 and you started getting sexy. You said you'd take me to the Star Club in New York. You didn't take me to the Star Club. You took me to the store. Mr. Siegel, when I'm looking in the Spiegel, Mr. Siegel, weh is mir. Oy, Hadrachmanis, il zagach afnamanis. You're already almost a daddy. You said, come on, make whoopee. Come on, just one little kiss. Ich hab meuer Vater Chuppe, wird noch sein bei uns der Briss. Mr. Siegel, Mr. Siegel, in meinem Bauch ist schon ein Kegel. Mr. Siegel, make it legal for me.
Thank you.
Well, that was James Cook and his orchestra, and the tune was called Jungle Jazz. Before that, Sophie Tucker, the great Sophie Tucker, with Mr. Siegel, the very sad morality tale there. K-Star did He's a Good Man to Have Around, and Smiley Burnett. Smiley Burnett was a great actor, played in the westerns, the country-western movies with Gene Autry and Roy Rogers. He played a character named Frog Milhouse. And he also wrote a lot of songs. And that was one that we heard there called Minnie the Moocher at the Morgue by Smiley Burnett here on the Old Codger Show, WFMU, where supposedly people are out voting today for something. I don't know what. It's a waste of time. You know me, I don't want to run for president. Just in case you were thinking of nominating me, well, that'd be very nice. But I don't want it. I don't want to run for president. It's just too exhausting. All that campaigning, raising money, kissing babies. Kissing babies. I'm just not up to it. It's something about which I do not give a flying frog. Besides, if my fans, you know, gave me campaign money, donations, I would spend it on 70 RPM records and Victrola needles and replacement sleeves for all the discs I got. Yeah, why waste it on advertising for my candidacy? Plus, if I buy all these things, I'm not going to share them with my constituents. They can get their own goddamn music supplies. Now look, if you want to put me in public office, and I'm saying it might not be a bad idea, I want you to vote for me for the Supreme Court. Yes, that'd be a cushy lifetime appointment. I can stay there and do nothing except offer my commentary on the cases, the lawsuits brought before the Supreme Court, and I would be known as the musical judge. I would play, I'd hear the lawyers arguing their case, and I would play appropriate records, 78s. Someone wants to bring a lawsuit before the court about gun control. I can play You Can't Get a Man with a Gun by Betty Hutton. And if they come and they're arguing a case about abortion, then I can play Gee Baby, Ain't I Good to You. Then I get to vote with the court and determine the direction of the country's laws. And then I can send people like Phil Shapp to jail for crimes against radio and music history. But then again, do I care about guns and babies? Not much. I think the former is a solution for the latter. Enough said. I'm just giving my opinion. It's a free country, isn't it? That's what they say. So I'm going to exercise my First Amendment rights to say what I want, what's on my mind. I don't care if you're offended. If you're offended, you can go listen to Phil Shapp. Anyway, veteran music now, because I got to get out of here at 8 o'clock and Sharpie Sharpling comes in. So, what do we got here? Joe Daniels and his Hot Shots on 78 RPM record. Thank you.
I give you all my money. I'ma cause you is my wife.
You never give me a dime. Now I'm often ready that we poor women don't get no credit. Now for those good things that we try to do.
What did you try to do? Now, mama, I must be a dink.
That's all right, pot hound. Everybody has got a right to think. Now let me tell you something. Now you don't know me, Sam. You don't know what kind of gal I am. Now, Daddy, I've got a razor, and it's a blazer. And believe me, Papa, it don't bar no man.
If you ain't home, Mama, by the break of day.
What are you gonna do about it?
I'm gonna put something on you, baby, you didn't care away. I'm gonna knock knots on your head, like artichoke fries. Besides, that for little present, gonna give you two black eyes. When I hit you, gonna fall out. You gonna have yourself a fit. I'm gonna turn your nose up so it's wine or rain in it. I'm gonna give you up a cut, baby, that you can't refuse. Gonna strike you so hard in the top of the head, gonna knock the bottom out your shoes. When I hit you, if you stand up, you'll do an awful funny stunt. Cause I'm gonna hit you so hard, you gonna hear your grandpa grunt. I'm gonna take my razor, gonna chop you round and round. When I get through chopping on you, mama, gonna run you clear out of town. Cause when I get mad, I love to fight.
Why?
Oh, you dirty mistreater. You don't treat your baby right.
The fire burning in my heart, burning for years and for years. Your love and kisses gave that flame a start. I put it out with my tears. You don't remember, I can't forget, that old affection lives with me yet. I keep on my regret, I know I can't forget. There's a little spark of love still burning and yearning down in my heart for you. There's a longing there for years returning. I want you, I do. When I said goodbye, laughing, but nobody knew how much relief I found when I could cry. I cried my heart out for you. I've loved you more than you'll ever know. For years have passed, I've wanted you so. Bring back the old love, let new love grow. Come back and whisper low. There's a little spark of love still burning and yearning down in my heart for you. There's a longing there for years returning. I want you, I do.
Man, that was Roscoe Gordon, and Do the Chicken, Dance with You. You might be wondering why that was a 78 RPM record. It sounded pretty clean, eh? That's because I got the formula. I know how to do it. I've been doing this for years. I know how to clean up 78s. So they sound like they're some other format, but it is a 78. This is four. You can do it yourself at home. There's just four things you need to clean up 78s effectively, like that. You need a screwdriver, a blowtorch, a can of paint thinner, and a paid-up major medical. And you can do it. I'll tell you how sometime. Before that, Henry Burr did There's a Little Spark of Love Still Burning. Coot Grant and Kid Wilson did You Dirty Mistreater. And the Raymond Scott Quintet Orchestra. It was a very strange configuration. It was a quintet orchestra doing the Happy Farmer. And Joe Daniels and his Hot Shots did Stepping Out the Swing. So, this is the Old Codger. I come in every 2 weeks and I bring the ruckus. Yes, that's right. So I'll be back in 2 weeks playing more 78 RPM records. In the meantime, as my Aunt Wilma always used to say, never wake up vexed. Yeah. So I just stay tuned for Sharpling, second best show on WFMU. This is WFMU, East Orange, WXHD, Mount Hope.
radio show ever.
Hey, who's this?
Mark.
Well, I am Buddy Swales, governor of Alabama.
Hi, it's Gerald Perlmutter.
Tom Sharpling, governor of party.
Hey, Tom, it's Purple Sir.
Hey, Tom, it's Mark Michaels.
This is Richard Clark from Chicago.
What's your name?
Barrington.
Barrington. And well, what's inside the tube?
Fire. Why? Maurice Kern?
Horrifying.
Hey, Tom, it's Bruce.
Tommy!
Who's this?
Gingivitis.
Gingivitis.
Yes, they have Rick Maloney at the Wawa. I go to
what? I hate you.
It's Peter.
Hey, it's Steinberg.
Mm-hmm.
You are creepy and I'm hanging up on you. Boing.
Roger Devlin.
My name is Ali Farinaki.
I'll say it. You'll hear it. You'll do it. I'll get it. You'll learn it. I'll live with it and you'll die without it.
Smash or trash.
Derek, I'm calling from Tacoma.
Good day.
What's up, Tom? This is Tristan.
Hey, it's Michelle.
Yeah, Tom, this is Jim Riffle. How you doing?
When I get to do the toilet talk now.
The vaudeville of the new century.
My name is Tom Riley. I'm calling from New Zealand.
Hey, man. Right.
Ted, don't stand with that. It's a tentpole. It's a tentpole show.
Hey, this is Ted Leo.
What? This is Petey from the future.
Hi, Tom. It's DJ Terry T.
Hey, from Knoxville.
Super caller.
It's Officer Tom.
My name is Mike Sajak.
Get off my phone. I don't care.
Hey, this is Zippy Pants, man.
I'm going to go to bed now, Father.
Hey, Tom. It's Gord.
Hey, Gord. How are you?
I was in a band in the early 90s. My name is Jerry Page.
Tom, my name is Jeffrey Ludell. It's a fat, diseased, wild orangutan, isn't it?
The disenfranchised have a home now. I'm the hero of the disenfranchised.
Cause it's time to turn the top down. Because it's a
talk.